Hi, we're Adam Brotman and Andy Sack, co-founders of Forum 3 and co-authors of the new book, AI First, the playbook for a future-proof business and brand. Adam here. I was the chief digital officer at Starbucks, where I helped lead the creation of our mobile order payment and loyalty programs. I've also served as co-CEO of J.Crew, and today I work with companies navigating their brand and digital strategy and AI strategy.
I'm Andy Sack, and I've spent over two decades as a tech entrepreneur and venture capitalist. I had the privilege of serving as a senior advisor to Satya Nadella at Microsoft, doing digital transformation and innovation of new products at Microsoft. Together, Adam and I wrote AI First to help business leaders not just adapt to the new wave of technology, but to lead with it. What we lay out in the book isn't theory. It's a practical, real-world playbook based on conversations with top AI pioneers and builders in the world and hundreds of business executives making their transition to the AI era. Here are five of the big ideas from the book, insights we believe every business leader should be thinking about right now.
Okay, big idea number one. 95% of marketing as we know it will be done by AGI. When we sat down with Sam Altman, he shared a perspective that completely reframed how we think about the future. Within 5 years, and granted, this was 18 months ago at this point, he believed that 95% of what marketers rely on for agencies, strategists, and creative professionals to do for them will be handled by AI, free, instant, and nearly perfect. 95%. And while Sam was talking about marketing, the truth is this applies across every function of a business. As longtime brand builders and innovators, we took that seriously. This isn't about some distant possibility. If you're leading a team or growing a company, now is the time to experiment and start getting fluent. The real risk isn't that AI will replace your people. It's that others will learn how to use it faster and more effectively and replace your company. Saul Khan reflected in our book when we talked to him that his only regret about adopting AI at Khan Academy was not moving sooner. We hear versions of that all the time. Companies that act now will leapfrog the competition. Those who wait will be playing catch up. People ask, when will AI start really changing how we work? Our answer, it already has. And the companies that we're learning the most from aren't on the sidelines. They're experimenting right now, using and learning with AI today.
Big idea number two. An AI-first enterprise starts with an AI-first leader. Culture moves at the speed of the CEO's own AI holy shit moment. When leaders model curiosity, learning, and AI-powered thinking, that growth mindset spreads across the company. Teams grow braver. Experiments happen faster. AI fluency goes viral. We've seen it firsthand. At Moderna, a C-suite podcast, an internal prompt contest, helped pull 5,000 employees into daily AI use. At Suzy, the CEO took a build-it-yourself approach, showing, not telling, what it looks like to lead with AI. These visible examples built trust and broke down skepticism of AI. Being an AI-first leader isn't about mastering every tool. It's about creating the conditions for your organization to move with confidence. That starts with belief in the usefulness of the technology, but even more so in your people. People don't need to be pushed into AI. They need permission to explore it in ways they feel relevant to their work. You can't outsource this mindset. If you want your company to be AI first, you have to go first.
Okay, big idea number three. AI is the new utility. One of the biggest mindset shifts we talk about in the book and with our clients is treating generative AI not as a tech initiative or bolt-on project, but as something foundational to how your business runs. Like electricity or the internet, it will soon be impossible to imagine doing your job without AI. Bryce Chalamel at Moderna said it best, "Nobody asks for the ROI of electricity or laptops." AI belongs in that category. It's becoming an always-on cognitive layer across how work gets done. Organizations that truly move the needle stop isolating AI as something experimental, and they start baking it into their systems, workflows, and expectations. It becomes part of how the company operates. The technology is evolving quickly. Scaling laws suggest we'll see multiple generations of improvement over the next few years. each bringing stronger reasoning and more agentic capabilities at every turn. This moment demands a dynamic mindset because the landscape is changing in real time. It's not just about whether AI will integrate into your company. It's about how thoroughly and how fast.
In big idea number four, AI copilots for every role. In our book, Reid Hoffman described the shift we're seeing as the steam engine of the mind. A future where every function, finance, operations, legal, creative, has an AI copilot by its side. Not replacing humans, but augmenting them. Enhancing judgment, speed, and imagination. This is what makes AI so powerful. It's not just a tool for productivity. Hoffman said it will be like having a 10x multiplier on every key function in your company. We've seen companies use copilots to help less experienced team members ramp faster. We've seen internal assistants generate legal summaries, polish executive communications, build financial models, and follow up on sales leads, all within the same week. And the payoff is real. Studies already show productivity gains as high as 25% and quality improvements approaching 40% when people work in tandem with generative AI tools. More than anything, copilots create leverage. They help you move faster with fewer meetings, test more ideas with smaller teams, get more done with the same headcount. That's not just efficiency, that's competitive advantage. The question is no longer if AI will show up across your business, it's whether you'll structure your teams and workflows to take advantage of it now.
Okay, and I'll bring it home with big idea number five. You can pick your approach, but you can't wait. There's no one-size-fits-all model for rolling out AI. But one thing is clear, doing nothing isn't a strategy. Effective AI transformation is ultimately about people, culture, and leadership, which means the right approach depends on knowing your team and how change actually happens in your organization. After talking to hundreds of leaders, Andy and I have seen different paths work. Here are three that stand out. The first is the run approach. A fast company-wide push. Leaders like Eric Vaughn took this path, immediate company-wide activation. It was gamified, fast-moving, and intentionally designed to push every employee right into a hands-on experimentation from day one. The second approach is start small and prove fast. Alicia Parker at Tishman Speyer started inside her marketing team, rolling out AI tools and trainings, capturing quick wins, and using them to build momentum to influence the broader Tishman organization. It was focused, fast, and designed to scale. And the third approach is the top-down pilot approach. Matt Britton at Suzy began by building and demoing internal tools himself. Instead of selling AI to his teams as a transformational idea, he showed what was possible and let the results speak for themselves. No matter where you start, the first unlock is going to be AI literacy and education. People need to understand how these tools work, what they can do, and how to use them responsibly. Without that foundation, you can't govern well, spot good use cases, or build with confidence. And you can't afford to wait. Sam Altman said AGI might be 5 years out, and he said that 18 months ago. This wave is gaining speed, but it's not too late to catch it. The companies that win in this era won't be the ones that have the most resources. They'll be the ones that move first, learn fast, and scale what works. We wrote AI First because we believe this is that kind of moment, a moment not just to adapt, but to imagine something new. We hope these five insights help you start shaping you and your company's next chapter.